Changes in the economics of recycling have affected cities across the United States, and that includes here in Shelby County. As the cost of recycling services rise, municipalities are looking for new ways to keep their programs afloat. WKNO's Katie Reardon reports that the city of Collierville is now trucking its curbside materials out of the county to save money.
About 12,000 homes recycle in Collierville, and the only change people are likely to notice is they can no longer put glass products in their bins. That's because the new processing center the city is using will no longer accept them.
Of course, it's disappointing, but we're just trying to do the best with what we have so that we can provide a high-quality service at the lowest cost for our residents.
That's John Fox, operation manager for Collierville's Public Works Division. He says the trade-off is the city will be paying less money to truck its recycling 70 miles east to the West Tennessee Recycling Hub in Henderson, Tennessee. Prior to this month's change, Collierville relied on the same company used by the city of Memphis for its recycling, Republic Services. Locally, it's the largest provider of single-stream processing of recyclables, meaning that plastic, paper, aluminum, and glass are collected in a single load and then sorted. But as the global recycling market has plummeted, prices to sort and ship these products have increased. Collierville used to get paid about $25 per ton of recycled material. That price shifted this summer to the city paying close to $100 per ton. While Collierville's recyclables are now traveling a longer distance, it's still more resource efficient, Fox says.
Now we just have one truck doing a long haul trip, and those tractor trailers have a much better fuel efficiency than our recycle trucks.
Fox says other cities' recycling directors have reached out to ask about the new program, but isn't aware of anyone else following suit. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.